Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Glenn, kind of give me an idea of France versus Croatia is the finals matchup.
I think a lot of people were saying, wow, you know, Croatia's already gone to extra time twice. And then they just miraculously turn it 180 in the second half. They dominate midfield. They're winning every 50-50 ball. I think if Croatia can score the game's first goal, it could be a tough day for France. But I think most people are going to say the French.
My kid at the World Series tournament, we were winning by, I don't know, 10 runs. The manager said, tell this kid to come bat for Jake. Jake looked at him, and he dropped his head, and he kind of shook his head no. The coach had to have a talk with him about body language. Now, granted, this is a 10-year-old kid. Ken Giles doesn't want to leave the game, even when things are going poorly. If that's the way he's going to talk to his manager after he blows yet another save.
They didn't blow the save.
How about after he blew the game? For him to act like it's anybody's fault but his own is lame.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not a no. Trying to avoid the Hoffman on-air burp. Add the Terrence 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You can also watch us on live stream. And if you want to do that, then the best time to do it will be in about 10 minutes when Beth comes on, because they'd much rather see Beth on here than us. Somebody brought up top five worst shows was the poker tournament at Dave and Buster's when the scuffle broke out between the chick and the dude. That wasn't a show. That was when we were rotating which one of us had to go. And I would happen to be there that night. And some guy gets into it with the lady who was running the tournament, and she hits him over the head with a sign, and it just cops had to show up. It was crazy. It was brutal. And I was there, and I'm like having to call people, say, hey, you gotta better get out here. We got a problem.
Yeah.
Everybody's asking me what to do. It's like, dude, I'm just here to play poker for an hour.
This isn't my deal.
But I don't think we've been back there since, unfortunately. But
wonder why. That.
Yeah. And I got my dad to stop listening to Michael Berry on the way home, and now he only listens to you guys.
Oh, nice. Suck on that, Michael Berry.
Yeah.
In your face.
713-780-ESPN. I'm getting a bunch of texts, people wanting to know how they can get in on the listener thing. Well, it's not going to happen next week because I'm not going to be here, but we'll have... When I get back the following week, we're going to make sure that everybody who has been listening for a long time that wants to come has some kind of opportunity to get in. Not everybody's going to be able to. We'd have to have the party at Kyle Field, frankly. But we will do the best we can to make sure that everybody has a fair shot. Hunter from Angleton's on the way to the Astros game. Shout out to his wife, Crystal. It's her birthday. Happy birthday, Crystal.
Shout out there. I'm going to the Astros game tonight.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm not going to the Astros game tonight.
Okay. Then I won't see you there.
No, sorry. I'm going to watch a little. I'm going to do what I've been doing, flip between the World Series of Poker and Astros. And one of my favorite things is, hey, John, we need to get Norman Chad back on the show at some point. It's been forever.
We can get him on before the final, maybe after the TV and then before the final table. Try to get him on twice.
All the big stuff's going to take place this weekend, so maybe we should try to get them on to tomorrow or Friday if we could.
I got to see if the contact's still the same, but okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but Maria Ho's been filling in because Antonio Esfandiari went pretty deep. I got to say, she's really good. And the chemistry she had with Norman Chad was great, and I even tweeted that out, and she thanked me. So, it'd be great to have him back on. Mario from the 409 wants to know when we're coming back to Galveston to do a broadcast. I'm always good with Galveston. So.
I don't know when we're going to go there.
Just called the Astros. They will announce A.J. Hoffman is at the game.
Oh,
I do know that we have plans to do a Sports on the Rocks in Galveston.
Oh, really?
That Holly has set up. But I don't know when that's going to be yet. I don't know what the schedule for that show is going to be. It just depends on advertising. We've got a bunch of people interested, and when they say yes, it'll be greenlit to go. But whether or not it's once a month, once every 2 weeks, or once a week, that's kind of where we are on it right now.
That's like 10 minutes from her house.
Yeah, it's of course she's going to find a place down there, right? But we'll definitely do one down there, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Should be pretty close to being ready. I do want it up before I leave town, though. So be curious to see what the people think of it once it's up. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. This was my backup gym of the day. I'm always a sucker for a good pilot or airline story.
All right.
Colorado woman suing United Airlines after she woke up to find drunk off-duty pilot rubbing her crotch while masturbating during the flight.
That's impolite.
And was told to resolve the incident by talking to her attacker.
Oh, no.
She's seeking at least $75,000 in damages, claiming passenger Monty Weddle molested her on a flight from Hong Kong to San Francisco in 2016.
Doesn't somebody named Weddle, doesn't it strike you as someone who would do that?
Like Eric?
Maybe.
I think if your last name's Weddle, you're probably predisposed to sexual assault. Court documents obtained by the DailyMail.com state she awoke in her business class seat to find Weddle, 47, rubbing her crotch and masturbating under a rug. He is a veteran freight pilot with FedEx, and a criminal assault complaint was filed against him, but he was acquitted of all charges. When she gathered up her belongings to ask for another seat, he is alleged to have said, "I think you're horny, and I'm horny too."
Oh, all right.
And after she complained to a flight attendant, she was told there were no open seats on the plane. She was later moved to a different seat in the row for the remainder of the flight, although she was still in the same row as Weddle. He is alleged to have drunk 3 to 4 vodka sodas and had told a flight attendant that he'd been away from home for 2 months. He missed his wife and he is horny. And FedEx said in a statement,
"His wife is probably not happy with that. Like, that's usually not a good enough excuse for molesting someone."
Probably not. And FedEx said in a statement, "Weddle has not flown for the company since we were first made aware of these allegations. He's no longer an employee."
All right. R.I.P.
career. Yeah. You know, one thing about the Daily Mail, like when they do these stories, they have like 20 headlines. So by the time you get to the end of the headlines, you really don't need to read the story. You've seen everything. Usually that's one of my pet peeves. People just read a headline. They won't read the story. But the headlines really are the story, because then they go and repeat everything that was in there. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Just a lot of people. Was it Manning or no? It was Quentin Dimps, wasn't it, that kind of came in with like attitude at first, and all of a sudden just the whole show worked out great. He was by far the best Texan we had, I think. Danielle was good too. Those two were both really good, but I think by the end,
Dwayne was good too.
Yeah. I still, if I had to choose between those three, I would have put him third on that list. But
okay. He was our most famous guy.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, definitely. What are the odds AJ will wear his replica ring on the show tomorrow?
I won't have a replica ring tomorrow. If I'm handed one tonight, my kid will have a replica ring tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to keep it. Oh, this is going to be so embarrassing.
Well, everyone will see it on the live stream, I suppose.
Are you going to the game?
Yeah. What are you not listening to the show?
Oh, I'm going to.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, is that why you're all dressed up?
He's got his little jersey on.
I got my Astros gear on.
Oh. Yeah, he's got the wife in there waiting to go with him.
I just found out like 45 minutes ago that I'm going to the game.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't gear up.
Where's your seats?
Club level.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't gear up last time and you got on TV.
That's true. I've become very famous, I must say.
I'm all about that club level life.
Oh, yeah. That's so great.
That's the only thing I miss about my days at the newspaper was I had season tickets at the club level. Well, the sports department had them, which meant they were mine. And I love those seats. I'd sit there and they'd bring beer and food to you. That didn't suck.
No.
That was a good time. That and actually having Texan suite tickets, that was a nice perk. I'm guessing they don't have those kind of things
anymore. I doubt it. I doubt that the Chronicle is still getting
there. Yeah, but you know, maybe in a few years, Gal Media will have a Texan
maybe
suite.
Maybe so. All right, guys, got to tell you about Duran, who a year ago was a kitchen cook. And he wanted to change his life for the better. Last month, started his IT career, making 50% more money doing something that he loves. If you don't love what you do, go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. Could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, they're not worried about that. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. Simple. You attend classes on campus or live online. just two or three times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than just a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we're back on the Blitz, and you know what that music means. It's Beth time.
Hello, hello, everybody.
Howdy.
Hey. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sitting here. I feel naked because I'm just wearing these little earbuds.
Are those yours?
I don't think so. I left my purple headphones in my computer bag where they always are, but I forgot them somehow at the shop. So they're
stupid.
At Darling Way. So yeah.
Very unprofessional.
I know. I'm really embarrassed and it doesn't feel good. It like my purple ones are big and they're solid and they cheer me up.
You like it big and solid, you're saying?
Oh, yes. And comfortable and holding me tight. Exactly.
Right.
Soft
Snug
in
fit.
All of the right places. Yeah. Yes, yes.
And veiny. When
they work really well.
Oh, no. Wait, that's never mind. That doesn't work.
Mm. No.
That escalated quickly.
And that was from AJ, too. It wasn't even from Fred, right? So that's what I like about being in the middle of y'all. It's like I never know which way it's coming, and that's good because it always keeps me a little bit on my toes. So I like that. But yeah, happy hump day. I missed last week. We missed the happy 4th of July for everybody, so... I was on a cruise.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you go?
Out in the ocean. I went out in the ocean, and I didn't care anything else. How's that? I don't know. Someplace in the Caribbean.
Did you get off the boat? Did you get somewhere and get off?
Just a little bit. Not very much. Only just to say we did, and then got back on. I needed to sleep. I needed to relax. I needed to read books that are not about sex. It's so funny. When I was younger, I'd take vacations, and I always loved to read, but I would... get sexy books and that would be my vacation. And now I'm like, no, I need to not think about sex for just a little while. And so that's kind of fun, but it was wonderful. And then now I'm glad to be back though. But I missed y'all. It's weird when I don't see you. I've been seeing you now every week for a year and a half.
There've been a few that you've missed.
Yeah, only
in there.
A few, but usually I talk to you or something at least in the middle. I didn't talk to pretty much anybody. So, but I said, we practice what we preach, right? People need to have a little bit of self-love, self-care, and downtime. And so we did that.
Yeah.
And it was, and came back feeling much more
recharged.
Energetic. Yes, yes.
Good.
And so tonight I go from here to sexy trivia.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Yes, of course I do.
It's the only place you're ever going after this show.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's like your new thing.
Yeah.
Are you running sexy trivia?
Yeah, I host it.
Do you like write out all the questions?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Are they too hard for people?
So some of them are pretty, some of them are, and some of them aren't. And it just takes practice. But it's interesting.
Here's a trivia question.
Yeah.
Of all the countries that made it to the World Cup, of all the qualifying countries,
uh-huh.
Who on average had the longest penises, the largest penises?
Oh,
which country?
Wait, I'm looking at John because we just talked about
the smallest,
but I forgot who had
John
the longest.
Wasn't the smallest.
No,
I know that's
the
what
smallest.
He said. He said Japan was the smallest.
Second smallest.
Right.
Yeah.
Japan and then Korea. I didn't hear who had the largest.
Strong, yes. Yeah, second.
Wait,
smallest.
Colombia.
Yeah. Correct.
Colombia, yes.
See, there's a question for your trivia.
That's it. Okay.
That'd be great.
Here, you know what? I will do that and I will tell somebody if you're out there, any of our listeners, if you come in and you know that answer tonight because we just did it, then
bonus.
I've got a special prize for you. Exactly.
There you go.
Yes, thank you. I did know that, and I totally forgot. See, sometimes we don't know what we know. So, too much fun. Longest. I'm sitting here writing that note.
If I weren't sick, I would swing by tonight. But
it has been so much fun. And we had a packed house last time, so I would strongly suggest if people are coming that they get there closer to 7 because we were just absolutely squished in there. So...
tell them where it's at and everything.
Oh, it's at Marfrela. Sorry, over in River Oaks.
You got to take care of your guy there.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You know me, I'm like off on three different directions and stuff. So, yeah, so it's, you know, Darling Way does, we do sexy trivia at Marfrela's, which is the little hidden makeout bar in River Oaks. The no sign. It's on Payden, P-E-D-E-N, right behind the River Oaks Theater. And it's just, there's no sign or anything. It's just a blue door in the back of the building underneath the staircase. So it's a really cool place. And it's a two-story bar. And the downstairs is just like a regular, really nice, kind of romantic feel. It's very cool. Pub area. And that's where we do sexy trivia. And on the upstairs, the second floor, is all the couches and all the makeout areas. So people start with us downstairs and then they go upstairs afterwards. And
even though I'm a crew who only likes the first floor is pretty cool. They have a nice bar there.
They have a really nice bar. Yeah. Oh, and they do drink specials for us that are just ridiculously crazy. Like $3, $3, $5, and $6 for, you know, well drinks. I know, it's crazy. And the price, anyway, for sexy trivia, I think you pay $15 at the door and it includes one drink. And then you can win prizes for sexy trivia. So it's the cheapest date night. It's fun. It's interesting. And gosh, and I had a question from last time and I just kind of forget. I'm sorry. I'm still, my brain's just on vacation time. It just hasn't quite caught up.
Okay.
But it's fun. But so people are taking vacations right now and everything though. And I wanted to make sure that to suggest, I saw a lot of people on this cruise ship. And in fact, I talked to a lot of people because, you know me, I'll talk to anybody. And they're on vacation and they're like, oh yeah, this is going to be a romantic time. I'm like, okay, what are you doing different? Well, nothing. They're getting, you know, they get dressed up for dinner. Well, we're spending time together and we're getting dressed up and stuff. And I was like, yeah. And then when you go back to your cabins, are you doing anything different? I'm like, well, no, not really. Right. And so, and that's nothing wrong. I know this. This is what, right. I did this for 22 years, yeah. Boring married sex. But I want to tell people there are some ideas and I don't care. I brought today with me just these two little books and they're $8 each. One is called Do You Know What Turns Her On? And then the other one is, do you know what turns him on?
Yes.
Okay. So for $16, right, or just buy one of them, I don't care. But you can just start asking questions because after a while you think you know somebody, but sometimes you just don't know. And, okay, so like this one, AJ, would your wife rather watch a hardcore porn film with you, with a group of friends, alone, or never?
Never.
Okay. Fred?
Yeah, I would say the same.
Yeah. Yeah. But some people are actually more comfortable watching porn and stuff with other people. It doesn't feel like they're so isolated and stuff. And so this is, I tell people, just open up a page in this book and ask each other these questions and you might be surprised at the answers or you just, you know, high five. Gosh, you really know me. This is awesome. Because then one of them is, what's the best way to press her pleasure button?
Ooh.
Like, is there a quick way? Does your wife have a quick turn on?
A back rub.
Oh, really? Yeah. See, and for me, that would just put me to sleep.
She basically says anytime that I want to have sex, if she's not in the mood, if I rub her back, it'll put her in the mood.
See, that's good to know.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah, and some people don't really know that. And sometimes it can change at different stages in your life. So that might have been the case 20 years ago. But maybe you need to ask again, which is why every time I tell people do a head-to-toe inventory kind of every year and stuff. And then there are things like, let's see, if you called her and whispered something steamy, would you expect to hear an equally steamy response, or I'm busy, what do you want? Or who is this?
I don't know what I would get from that.
See? And if you don't know, it's like, okay, well, try it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Try it. Fred, what would you get?
Please.
Try harder.
Yeah. That's lame.
Wrong number.
It's like, I don't have time for this nonsense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So,
is that, or I'm working. Do you mind?
Oh, yeah. What about like doing, having sex in front of a mirror?
No? That wouldn't be great.
Nah.
No?
No, I'm not pleased with my appearance.
Me either.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. Usually I would think that it would be the women that would be. No, like,
that'd make my penis soft if I saw myself in the mirror during sex.
Wow.
Not good.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to watch that either.
I see, I learned so much about y'all. It's awesome.
See?
And, let me, where is she ticklish and how ticklish?
She's ticklish everywhere and extremely.
Oh.
And she hates it.
Oh, yeah, that
she's
can
not
be
a fan of tickling.
Yeah, mine too.
Hmm. And, let's see, what movie makes her horny?
I don't know.
Wouldn't like that would be a good thing to know about your wife, wouldn't it?
Actually, watching hockey seems to do it for her.
See, that's awesome because you like hockey.
Yeah.
That makes Fred horny too.
Yeah, exactly.
You're horny together.
No, I want to watch the game.
Okay, but what about afterwards?
I'll slap your puck.
Yeah, but then afterwards and stuff. Yeah. Okay, well, you should ask your wife because maybe you give her back rub in front of the movie and maybe then it's just like.
I'm going to try hockey.
Right, try. Yeah. There are some hot guys out there. Yeah. And then let's see. Okay, so let's look at some of the things about the men, right? Has he watched another couple go all the way? Right? And the options are yes, but the details are fuzzy. Or yes, do you want to hear all about it?
Are you asking about if my boyfriend's ever seen it?
No, these are questions. So it would be asking for her to ask you. Like, so she would kind of guess or something and then ask you so that she would learn about you.
Okay.
Because like I said, we just sometimes you think you know somebody, but you don't think to ask. Like, and you've been together for how many years, right? 10 something?
Yeah.
So has she ever asked you if you've watched another couple have sex?
She's not.
See? That's kind of interesting. And then, sorry, I never had a show like that. And really, then the next question is, well, would you like to? Because there are places that you can make that happen.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And, if someone offered you $1 million for a roll in the hay, he would tell... So it's asking a woman, if someone offered your wife $1 million for a roll in the hay, would you, AJ, or would you, Fred, tell her to take the deal, advise her to negotiate for a better price, suggest that she think it over carefully, stand there speechless, or scream in horror?
I would do none of those. I would pretend like I could never imagine something like that happening, but at the same time be hoping that she takes the deal.
Okay, so why would you pretend?
Well, because I want her to feel like I would never allow that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because I thought, so that was that movie, right? What was it with Demi Moore?
Yeah.
I thought that was so stupid. I was like, I'd sleep with that guy for $500,000. You know? I thought she already negotiated. So I thought it was.
Yeah, he was kind of an upgrade over her husband, too.
Yeah.
He was totally hot and stuff.
I'd be like, dude, if somebody's willing to pay you for it.
I know. $1 million, right?
Negotiate a better price, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, negotiate more than $1 million?
Oh, yeah. If somebody's willing to go $1 million, they're willing to go more than that.
Oh, that's there. Okay, that's true. So what if they offered
$20,000?
No.
$20,000. It's
got to be life-changing money.
Yeah, it's got to be life-changing money.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm,
I'm sitting here thinking, I don't know where my line would be.
I mean, otherwise it's just prostitution.
Right. Well, it's prostitution anyway.
That's what it is. Exactly. It's just a good deal.
It's the old Winston Churchill joke.
What's the old, what is it?
Well, he was sitting next to a woman at a thing, and I guess the conversation came around to, would you sleep with me for $1 or for $1 million? And she says, she'd think about it. And he says, but would you sleep with me for $1? And she goes, no, what kind of woman do you think I am? And he says, well, we've already established that. Now we're negotiating the price. And kind of butchered that a little bit, but that's the truth.
Well, frankly, yeah. And I don't think that there's anything wrong.
A $1 million hoe or a $500,000 hoe.
Yeah.
I'd say you're either a really smart woman getting a really great price, or you really just need some money. Because for some people, there's a certain amount of money that makes the difference and stuff. So I don't know. I always think that men get paid to be boxers. They get paid to go build bridges and build skyscrapers and things, even in the day where they knew that whatever percentage of those people working there were going to die. Men can risk their lives all the time. You could, AJ, you could join the military, and I know it's a noble cause, but you really risked your life for something. And so the idea that somehow that women, we can't just say, okay, we're going to use what we have just to make some money.
Well, women can also join the military.
Exactly. But I'm saying, but so why can we risk our lives and yet not have sex for money? It's just silly. You could be a mercenary.
I have no problem with, prostitution should be legalized, but, if in a situation like that, that's... To me, that's not my decision to make. That's like, hey, man, if you want to do that for $1 million, okay.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
As long as I get my cut, which I guess makes me a pimp.
No, that makes you, it's community property in Texas. Yeah. It's income.
Okay.
Yeah, it should just be income and stuff. So anyway, I think that's interesting. And would it matter if you could watch or not?
No, I wouldn't want to watch.
No, because some men get turned on watching their wives have sex with other people and stuff. Right? That's a different.
Well, I always tell her I don't care what she does. I just want the video.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Exactly. But you want to see it because then you're sort of part of it and stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, she hasn't given me a video yet, so.
Huh.
I guess I'm okay.
Well, that's funny because so one of the questions would, this is in the what turns him on. Would he agree to make a video of one of your love sessions? Have y'all made videos?
No, not with me.
No.
I hate, back to the mirror thing. Yeah, I hate the way I look right now. There's no way in hell I would want to see.
But when you felt better about your body, would you have?
Yeah, when
yeah,
I was.
But when was that? Like the 60s?
It was,
the 70s?
It was.
Okay, what about you,
12
AJ?
Years, 12 years ago when I was doing a bunch of steroids and was and was weighing 190 pounds and was all rocky, I would have done it. But that was a long time ago.
Oh. Yeah, I would never want to because I never want to see. I'm too critical and I would just. Yeah, it would not be hot. It would be every wrinkle, every little dimple, every cellulite, every freckle. No. Yeah. And my legs might not be shaved and stuff. So, that's you know, how, yeah. Exactly. It would just be not for me. But, anyway, so, oh, yeah, strip poker or strip blackjack. Like, people, there's so many easy ways to just, like, spice things up in the bedroom. And would you play strip poker?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very cool because you guys both like poker. Right? If you combine and poker and sex, wouldn't that be hot?
And I tend to win at it, so.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, the truth is, normally, anytime I've played strip poker, it was with people who had no idea how to play poker.
Right.
So that's usually a nice...
Well, yeah, usually the idea is to get your clothes off.
Right.
And,
you want to get their clothes off, not yours.
Well, yeah, but generally you're going to end up... Once you're in a room with a bunch of naked people, you're going to keep your clothes on?
Well, yeah, I'm gonna keep going until I collect all the clothes. That's how poker works.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
you're missing out on the poker end of this.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just thinking, it isn't the full. I'm thinking that's the vehicle from which people use to get naked, which you know sounds good. So, okay, do y'all remember your first kiss with your partner, with your spouse?
I do.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool. And do you tell her that?
No.
So
I mean, I think if she asked me, I would tell her I remember.
I don't
volunteering information.
But might it turn her on? Might it excite her? Might it be that sort of romance if you kind of told her about that?
I mean, I guess that's a possibility. I'm not sure.
Yeah. See, so that would
couldn't
be an
hurt.
Easy way. Exactly. So sometime when she's not in the mood, you start talking about the first few times and what you remember and stuff. I'm pretty sure that kind of opens up. I think when you open up women's hearts, you pretty much open their legs. Just kind of. Naturally kind of happens
they
that way.
They have to have a heart, though.
That's
they
true.
Do.
And
they
that
do.
Can be
pick,
problematic.
Pick wisely. Yeah, but there's so many good women, and yeah, just pick wisely. So, yeah, I think you should definitely do that. Okay, what movie makes y'all horny?
Saving Private Ryan.
Rounders.
Okay.
All right, no, you know what?
No, I don't know. I don't...
Starship Troopers when he finally bangs the blonde.
I mean,
any
movie with a hot naked chick turns me on.
V for Vendetta, bald Natalie Portman.
You like that?
Right. I remember you talking about that.
Yeah.
She's so
beautiful. Any hot alien, even Avatar, a little bit, the blue Avatar women, a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I did that movie. I thought that whole movie was very sensual and stuff and was a turn on because it was just so vibrant and you just felt it and you wanted to touch everything.
I just wanted to bang a blue alien chick with a tail.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that would be pretty powerful.
That's like 9 feet tall.
That would be fun. Okay, so would y'all ever watch a romantic movie in bed and kiss whenever there's a kiss on screen? Would that be fun for you?
No.
I don't like romantic movies.
I don't like romantic movies either.
Why?
I like my romance to be part of, you know, aliens or war movies or poker movies or Marvel movies. That's all I want out of my romance in the movies. I just want to be an accent to something cool.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
That's
like
so
I
funny.
Like it when people are having sex in a tent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Jason comes in with a machete and chops him up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the kind of movies I like.
That's so funny. And yet in porn, right, in most porn geared towards men, there's basically, it's just, you know, sex and sex and sex, but
well, yeah, that's kind of the point of it.
You like a storyline in your porno?
Yeah.
What's your favorite storyline?
Oh, I don't know that that. I don't know that I have a favorite. But, you know, I'm into kinky. I'm into the control and the domination stuff stuff like that. So
when you,
it's the control stuff.
Do you ever go to, like, Pornhub or YouPorn or anything like that?
No.
Where do you watch your porno?
I don't. Okay, and I know this is weird. And
Told me that you like it.
No. Well, so I really am weird. No. Let me tell you. Because honestly, even when I was married and we'd watch something or something, my husband would be annoyed because I would be like dissecting it because I didn't like, there was no story. And so to me, it just, I didn't get into it. But what I realized is that what I love is written porn. So it's erotica.
Really? Well, I don't like that.
There's
no boobs in it.
It's the words. And I am really, I've always been about reading. I always liked books more than movies and stuff. And so if they really made a great movie, the movie Secretary was really hot, I thought. Maggie Gyllenhaal and stuff.
Oh, I don't want to watch a movie with Maggie Gyllenhaal. Is she naked in that movie?
Okay. See, that's the difference. I don't really know naked, but it was the control. She was like being a submissive and stuff. It was kind of weird and stuff. But was it 9.5 weeks? Had some really sexy scenes too.
I've never seen
and,
it.
And things. But unless it's got that storyline.
What about the movie with
The words.
When Denise Richards and Nev Campbell have sex with Matt Dillon. What about that movie? What's it called, Fred?
Oh, I don't know, but I want to see that.
Savages?
No.
Not Savages, but something like that.
Oh, I don't know, but that would be hot.
Yeah, Maggie Gyllenhaal ruined one of the great Batman movies of all time in
really?
The Dark Knight. So, yeah, she was...
Wild Things.
Wild Things, that's what it was, yeah.
I saw Wild Things, but I just don't remember it.
Yeah. There's a lesbian scene there.
Oh, yeah. So I can get off by that.
No, I think Savages, I think it was the chicken two guys that went at it.
See, that would be
that's
fun.
Too much for me.
Yeah. That
It's too much.
Yeah. I'm sorry. One at a time.
Wait. One guy. Wait.
Yeah.
One guy. I'm so confused. I'm like, oh, no, I think threesomes are totally hot.
Yeah. Threesomes, that's only two girls and a guy.
No, a threesome can be two guys and a woman.
No, then it's a gangbang.
No. A gangbang is apparently if there's more than three men and one woman. Apparently there was some sort of definition there.
I don't know.
That's what I've been told. So
all right.
I don't know. But I suggest that I didn't know that I preferred erotica and stuff, and I didn't know. But I think maybe that whole 50 Shades of Grey, even though it's kind of not well written and all sorts of abuse, you know, consent abuse and stuff. But what it did was it turned on so many women, and then I think they would find themselves reading parts of it to their spouses and everything. And so now I tell people, if ask your partner, are they visually stimulated by porn, or maybe erotica is a way to go? And then reading an erotic short story or something in bed together can be so crazy hot and stuff if somebody's into words more than sort of out overt sex stuff. So I don't know. And you know my deal. I think this idea that women are not visually stimulated just is not, I think that's so foolish. I think what we've missed is that we're not visually stimulated by the same things that men are visually stimulated by. So we need to create ways that turn women on. And they're working on that now. There's a whole line of porn geared towards feminist kind of thinking about who women are, what they like and what they appreciate and et cetera. So, yeah.
All right, so what do you got on the show Saturday night?
We are doing, basically, games for couples to play to kind of get turned on and turn the heat up and things they can take on the road with them and do whatever they want and still have sexy fun and connection together. So, yeah. So I'd say come see me at Darling Way because if you're going on vacation or anything, get some stuff together, pack up, open a different little gift every night. And it's just amazing what just a little bit of effort. In fact, even just I brought this little red glittery bow tie because really if a guy came into the room wearing a bow tie and some cute underwear that's going to turn a woman on.
You think so?
Yeah, it's just fun and it's silly and it's different, it's unexpected, and then you start laughing and then you just
to turn women on than it really is. It's never that easy.
It is. It's just because you're doing it in a way, you're thinking about what turns you on and it's just different. That's what I'm telling you. There's women have a different approach, and all women are different too. There's not one particular way that's going to work for every woman, but the better you get to know your woman, then you'll find it. Or bring her in, because really I'll tell her all sorts of I don't have any troubles asking people and finding out what it is that turns them on. And I had 70-year-old women in there today.
Gross.
Oh my god, it was awesome. And Yeah, and it's so cool, and they've been married, and they're still having lots of sexy fun, and it's beautiful to see.
That's disgusting.
We all want, oh, right? You want to be 70 and having lots of sexy fun.
No way. I want to be dead by the time I'm 70.
No, you don't.
I'm hoping.
I want to be sitting at a poker table or playing golf. I want to be
70?
Jeez.
Yeah, and then when you're not, then you want to.
Loose skin.
Yes, and massive orgasms and lots of love and fun and going, this is awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's great when I orgasm and dust comes out. That's like a, what a dream.
You don't have to do that. I'm telling you. I've heard some stories, right? Even men can have the best times after 50.
Fred, is that true?
I promise you.
No, you're into hip-breaking age now.
No
All
way.
Right. Give them the address of the shop.
Come see me. Darling Way, 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights at Cortland and White Oak.
And head over to Marfrailis right now because it's almost 7 o'clock and it's going to be packed.
Go get a seat and I'll see y'all there.
All right. That's Beth. I have to tell you that, how about this? Listen for your chance to win in the name game where we call two names. And if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a $50 gift certificate to Fresh Lawn. If you need the best lawn service, then call Fresh Lawn, 1-800-896-5320. Anyone who calls, tell them you heard about them from ESPN 97.5. You'll get 10% off your first lawn service. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. John and Raheel Waddell gave away today's prize to Corey, since he was the first caller. Congratulations, Corey, for being today's winner. We still don't know who today's loser was. Why, after talking to Beth, does talking about Fresh Lawn seem really awkward? All right. What do we got here, John? Oh, Carbach.
Oh, I love Carbach.
Who doesn't love Carbach?
Everybody loves Carbach, and summertime is a great time to get you some of it. All their summer beers available all over the city right now. Especially, though, the newest release is the OG Hop Delusion, the original recipe loaded with Mosaic and Simcoe hops, a touch of Citra. This is one of the best Imperial IPAs that you'll find made in the state of Texas. Fantastic beer. All their summer beers, Staycation, Tasty Waves, Love Street, Weekday Warrior, Session IPA, they're all available right now. And all the great summer items at the restaurant right now, barbecue brisket sandwiches, beer can chicken, as well as all the gourmet stuff that they normally run out. And if you can get down there in the next, I don't know, 17 minutes, you're there in time for Music to Your Beer Wednesdays. There's music every Wednesday night from 7 to 9. It's free to get in. You just pay normal beer garden pricing on your beer. Bring your dog, hang out, listen to some good tunes. It's always a good time. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears, yeah. Reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty, yeah. We're all in the better day, better day, better day. Loving and falling home, it's a paradise, and it's a war zone.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Make sure you check out Sports Map. We have today's soccer recap is up. Got that done while Beth was here. And, man, that Ken Giles story was just a little... Five-paragraph news story is doing really well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, people are reading that. So, but lots of good stuff on there. Please check it out. And, yeah, sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at sportsmap, H-O-U. And let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday with famous deaths. 2013, Corey Monteith, Canadian actor and musician from Glee, dies of heroin and alcohol overdose at 31. That made my daughter very sad. She was a big fan of Glee. I don't know if she still is.
My wife liked that, too.
Yeah. 1994, Dick Sargent, who was...
He's not the one that was like a child porn guy,
no, I think
right?
That was Dick York. Because remember, they switched Dicks right in the middle of Bewitched. This one... they did!
Yeah, but I'm talking about the Glee guy.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about Dick Sargent.
No, I don't think Dick York was a pedophile either.
Okay. Oh, fine. So they were
kind of threw him under the bus.
both dicks were okay then.
Yeah.
This one died of cancer at 64. 1989, Mel Blanc. Blank, I guess. American voice actor, best known for Looney Tunes, dead at 81. That's a good run. 2015, Ken the Snake Stabler, dead at 69.
When you say Ken Stabler, it sounds weird. I like it when people say Kenny Stabler. That's the only way Ken.
He's just the snake to me. 69, probably a good run for as hard as he lived.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
2011, Betty Ford, founder of the Betty Ford Clinic, died of addiction at 93. 94, Kim Il-sung.
Can you die of addiction?
I didn't know that was a joke. Betty Ford Clinic.
Yeah, how'd she die?
She just died. She was 93. That's what 93-year-olds do. 1974, Earl Warren, governor of California, Supreme Court Justice, dead at 83. 1850, Zachary Taylor, 12th U.S. president, very low in the rankings, died in the White House at 65. 783, Bertha with the great feet, sometimes referred to as Bertha Broadfoot, the wife of French King Pippin III, dies. Oh. Does anybody name their kids Bertha anymore? I don't know where you found this one, John.
That's tough.
I put that one down for you because I know you like feet.
No, I don't like feet. And if your name's Bertha, you probably have very big feet.
Yeah, that's tough to...
It's one of those names. If you're a Bertha, you're probably not a size 2.
Well, I guess she's a queen, though, so I guess it worked out for her.
Yeah. 1975, Ruffy, an American racehorse. I saw that happen live. That was very sad. Okay, here's your best.
What year was that?
72.
You saw that live?
Yeah, well, I was on TV. Oh. I was watching the race.
Okay.
Yeah. So I wasn't at the track. Let me rephrase that. But I was watching horse racing at that age because my mom made me.
Look at you.
2004.
Yeah, early degenerate.
Oh, well, yeah. I come by it naturally, sir. 2014, Tommy Ramone. Drummer and bassist of the Ramones dies of bile duct cancer at 65.
That sounds like a sad cancer.
Yeah. There's certain ones you hear that you're just like, oh, bile duct, pancreatic is another one. 2010, George Steinbrenner, dead of a heart attack at 80. As rich as he was, that's not a great run.
No.
You should, rich people live longer.
Yeah.
Because they can afford to. 1954, Frida Kahlo.
That's the unibrow lady.
Oh, okay. Dead at 47. Also not a good run. And 1804, Alexander Hamilton. Killed by Vice President Aaron Burr in a pistol duel near Weehawken at 49. All right, here's your porn stars. 1995, Alex Jordan died from?
Alex Jordan. What year?
1995.
I'm going to go with a car accident.
Self-inflicted asphyxiation by hanging induced by drug abuse in 95. So you had lots of options there. 1994, Savannah, also known as Shannon Michelle Wilsey.
Savannah.
She was very famous. Drug overdose.
Dies of a suicide attempt at 23, sir.
Well, that's not an attempt, sir.
Definitely. All right, that's going to wrap.
Successful suicide. Right,
come see us tomorrow at the Hyatt. Brian Ching will be there. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.